plastic.
And welcome back to another edition of Outside the Pizza Box. Pizza Box Mike here, and you are tuned in to Devil Radio 92.7 FM and WTTN 1580 AM. We're finding out from callers that on other shows that they're getting it. There's some range to that AM at times. I don't think it comes my way very well, and even the FM doesn't when you're heading south. But I guess I'm going to have to call this week's edition propping up the pizza box. And it's kind of like there's two halves to this, okay? And the first half is I could use a little propping up. My life has been filled with so much emotion from the last week, and it started basically, you know, last year, okay? In March, I knew my cancer had come back. I could feel it. I was sick. I was losing weight. Then COVID came along, and I live with my mother, you know, and in this house that used to have people in it, and it's just her. So, and I moved in right when my soulmate, obviously her mental health issues were severe at this point. And then I was sick, and it was like, what, you know. So I moved in with my mom. I'm happy to be there. But this year was great because when COVID came along, and my son and his family are down in Georgia, and they have six children, right? And everything's dangerous there too. And hey, my mom opens up the house to him, right? And I don't know a lot of people that would do that, but that's my mom, right? Hmm. And but right off the bat, you know, the girl Penelope that was 3 years old at the time just really took to my mom, right? Grandma, just constantly, always coming upstairs. My mom's a teacher, so she's reading to her. And So they developed this relationship right off the bat. And, of course, she's the outgoing one. You know, but they have six children, and I've had a whole year to develop this relationship with them while I'm trying to help my best friend way up north, trying to keep her, I don't know, I guess, sustained until we could maybe get her the help that she needs. Because I don't know if many of you know how difficult it is to find someone help when they're mentally ill. And I mean, for years, I called police, I called, you know, and none of them were equipped or even interested in helping in most cases. Wow. Now, there were a few, but for the most part, it ended up with me being in heated discussions with cops bumping up against me, acting like, you know, I had created some kind of domestic dispute, right away. And fortunately for me, I, you know, spined up against these guys and said, look, you know, I'm the one who placed this call and you're failing miserably and I want you out of my house. And I kicked them out. It wasn't my house, but I was renting it. And I said, you have no right to do this. I called for help. So I've had to deal with that. I go see her every week, right? So this week comes along and finally we get her the help that she needs, right? And she goes into a mental health facility. And she has to stay, okay? They finally recognized that we're going to have to try and balance her and get her, you know, some medication, and it's going to take a while. And so I won't be hearing from her probably, and I can't call her, and I can't go visit at this point. And I'm sure somewhere down the road I'm going to be able to do that, okay? But, you know, the last few weeks I've been just having a blast with my grandchildren, going to parks and singing, and I've got all this energy, you know, and I knew that they were getting ready to leave, but this was the week that they left. And They're still in Wisconsin, and I'm going to go see them for a day or so every week till they leave. And I think they're going to Puerto Rico. Now, one thing about Puerto Rico, why would they go there? Well, you know, for one thing, all my babies and grandbabies are brown and beautiful. And I didn't get to spend a life with them. And so this was kind of like a whole chance for me to watch these kids age a year. And it kind of made up for the time I didn't have with my two sons. And my second son, my youngest son, I don't have any kind of relationship with. I wasn't there when he was born. So it's kind of tragic. And it's life. That's what a lot of people go through. But yesterday they left, and I went with them, and then I came back home, and my mom was just, she had to call a friend and go get something to eat. It was just deadly silent, right, after having a family of eight there. And we kind of knew this was going to happen, but when we left yesterday, Penelope was on the curb going, "Bye, Grandma." And my mom just, yeah, that got her. You know, it just, so how do you prop up the pizza box when you take that knock like that? And then on top of that, my black cat out in the country that I've been taking care of for 10 years, he's neuter and release, and he loves it out there. And I took him to the vet, what, 2 weeks ago or 3 weeks ago, and got him shots and wormed and fixed his eye 5 days in a row after that when I let him back out there. And this week he just stopped coming up to me totally. I mean, I'd take a step towards me, run away. He's talking, but something's wrong, you know, or maybe he knows something isn't right with me, but it's just what a weird way to start the summer. And I'm going to continue to, I guess, try to make myself better and communities better. And then maybe, you know, someday my family will be close to us again. I'm hoping, you know, my mom and I both wish that they were going to stay here, but that's the way it goes, right?
Yeah. It's, I mean, you mentioned the kids, and being around kids, it just, you know, it boosts you up. It motivates you. It makes you feel young again. It invigorates you. There's all kinds of great stuff, but when you're kind of experiencing that and then it's quickly taken away, that's rough. That's tough.
Well, and again, a majority of the last year was me not being in good health.
Yeah.
And then realizing, hey, time's running out. I really need to start enjoying life with these kids and going to the parks and stuff. And once we did that, I mean, last week we were watching turtles laying eggs. Yeah. They probably would have never seen that. Toads and frogs and birds and deer and trees and playgrounds. And Jasmine's six, and she's such a unique person and so beautiful, right? But she's like intrinsic. She's like, we'll be walking and we're in the parks and she sees people and she'll start going, I don't like people. And she's not mean to them. She's smart. She just doesn't need other people to feel good. And I got really close with her. Just, you know, she doesn't really, like, she hugs me only once in a while. But when she wants a hug, it's just the most fantastic hug ever. And Max is now seven. And they're all so unique. He loves, you know, being on the computer. And he plays games, you know, maybe. And he doesn't play it too much. But they were in virtual school. Mm-hmm. And I just wish I had more time to hang with them. And the two oldest daughters are Martha's daughters that when my son met her, she already had two daughters. And they're now 14 and 17. And they help out a lot. You know, they've had to, and this family's had to, you know, it's been difficult for them. And so I want to be there. But I hope you're listening, family, because you are that special to me. And we'll, you know, the second half of propping up the pizza box is all about how are we going to move this forward, right? Now, this change, things happen for a reason, right? Everything does. Everything happens for a reason. I don't care if you think that sounds stupid, people. Maybe you think I'm speaking on religion or something else. I'm not. It just happens. It's our path that we're on. When you come to an obstacle or you come to a point where it requires change, and accepting it, those are difficult times in our life. And I skipped a lot of that. I took trails that went, you know, and I'm glad, I guess, that I went on trails that nobody else wanted to. I think my son is kind of like that. You know, he gets his mind on an adventure. You know, he's going to see it through. I just wish them the best. And I will be seeing them again. And my mom's birthday is next weekend. So there's people that are going to be coming in. So the void won't be there for that long. And I noticed that these people in their 80s sure have a hell of a lot more fun than I do. okay? They have the time. It's so fun to watch them because when they get together, it is like they're still children. I understand all this now. The reason why I'm a child or act like a child is because I will always be a child. Hopefully, yeah, mature child, right? But I love all of them so much, and I think this was, yeah, I'm pretty sure that they shrunk my cancer and increased the size of my heart in a healthy way. I hope it doesn't explode from the emotion that I've cried. I mean, I did before I came in here, just thinking more and more about how I wanted to talk about this. So, but the thing that kept me going through all of this is that I know so many people that have had way worse a time than I'll ever have. It's always that way. No matter how bad, even if you're somebody that's having a worse time than me, there's somebody having a worse time than you. I don't know what kind of advice I can give to anybody when things are terminal. Every day just means that much more, right? And that's why I thought, you know, the people that were being selfish during COVID, well, it's old people dying. Wow, man. Jeez. Those breaths become more valuable by the hour, because you know. And I know, because I'm getting older too, man. But I feel pretty good. And I have a plan for how I'm going to try and organize myself to make change in Wisconsin especially. This is just horrible, having to watch the legislation be denied by the Republicans that Tony Evers has tried to bring forward. Harry, this song? Yeah, man. Let's run out this minute. This is a song that my grandkids love to sing with me, and they tell me I just talk too much.
You worry me to death. You talk too much. You even worry my pet. You just talk too much. You talk about people that you don't know. You talk about people wherever you go. You just talk too much. You talk about people that you never seen. You talk about people you can make me scream. You just talk.